Now we're going to turn to a new study from UCD, which has sounded a warning about the targeting and sexual exploitation of teenage girls in the care of the state by coordinated gangs. The research from the university's social policy school and based on interviews with staff and organisations working with children in care found multiple cases where girls, some as young as 12, were being exploited by older men. While there are some 5,600 children in state care, about 400 live in group care homes run by either TUSLA or contracted providers. For more on this study, I'm joined by Ruth Breslin, Associate Researcher on the Sexual Exploitation Research Programme. Ruth, thank you very much for coming to studio.
Morning.
Tell me, what was the purpose of the research?
So I suppose for a long time in SERP, we've been doing research on the sex trade and on sexual exploitation in Ireland. But our work so far has always focused on adult women. But we were really seeing in that work that so many women were reporting to us that the sexual exploitation had started when they were children. And we knew this was surely a phenomenon going on in Ireland. It's happening all around the world in other countries. And we wanted to explore that a bit further. So this is the starting point of doing that, really. It was a scoping study, talking to professionals and advocates working in this area.
And tell us about what you found.
I mean, we made a range of findings in relation to sexual exploitation, which some of which are very disturbing, although, as I said, didn't surprise us. But I think perhaps most disturbing and concerning of all was that we could see, and professionals were telling us, that there was this targeting of children and young people living in residential care, and girls in particular, although there were some cases of boys too. And these are young people who are being targeted essentially by predators. So we heard about situations where cars would be lining up at night outside residential care homes. Girls would be taken out or would be coming out into these cars and being taken to other locations such as hotels where they were being sexually exploited. We heard of girls in particular going missing for a number of days sometimes from care homes and coming back in what professionals essentially described as quite a bad state. Perhaps they were under the influence of drugs or alcohol and, you know, something very serious had happened to them during that time. They had been raped, they had been sexually assaulted. But not always were these girls coming back and explaining that that is exactly what had happened to them. So I think that that's also something we looked at in the study, is professionals' understanding of what the risks factors are here and, you know, really identifying what's going on for these young people.
Who has been telling you about what they are seeing or what they are hearing?
So primarily these would be individuals who are working in or overseeing the staff within residential care homes.
So those who are in loco parentis, who are looking after these girls.
And I suppose what they're saying is that, you know, they feel there's something going on for some of these young girls. They're aware of this kind of targeting of the residential care home by predators, but it's very hard for them to really get to the bottom of what's going on. And of course, what's happening with some of these young girls is that they're saying, I'm going out with my boyfriend. This is my boyfriend. This is somebody who loves me. He cares for me. He buys me presents. He's very generous. And really what that is a predator targeting that young person and really kind of preying on their vulnerability and drawing them in and perhaps preying on the fact that they may already have been abused even as a younger child, and they're looking for care and attention and affection.
You say, I think, in the study that this is still a whisper, or you quote one of the workers as saying, this is still a whisper among professionals. Why are they not shouting this from the rooftops?
I think that is really something that we really strongly want to highlight. There is still a discomfort about talking about this issue. So sometimes professionals would say, girls went off, we're not sure what happened. They were going away and they were having to do stuff, you know, they were doing things. Or sometimes, you know, it's girls engaging in risky behaviour. And I think if we talk about this is all just, all this is girls engaging in risky behaviour.
Because you're saying these are groups that are targeting them. These are gangs.
Indeed. So where a crime is very clearly being committed, of course the Gardaí are being involved, but there's other cases where it's not so clear cut and there's a discomfort amongst professionals to talk about the issues. And I suppose that's what we're looking for, is I think more training and understanding and awareness is needed in this area, and just to address that discomfort and to be able to kind of, you know, understand what this looks like and how to react.
Now, TUSLA is saying it's aware and remains concerned about the increased risk of child sexual exploitation of vulnerable children and young people. They say they've received your study and they're going to review and consider its findings. But what do you want?
What we
following want, on from your study now.
For sure. So what we want to see first and foremost is that HICWA, which inspects some of these residential care homes on the under the auspices of TUSLA, that they would really react quite urgently and quickly and undertake an investigation of what's going on in relation to child sexual exploitation in their homes, because there are vulnerable children here that really need to be protected, and training, of course, for all involved, you know, to address some of these issues of the discomforts and facing up to what's going on.
All right. Ruth Breslin from the Sexual Exploitation Research Programme. Thank you very much for your time this morning. It's 27 minutes to 8. Let's get the news headlines from Brian Jennings. And we're going to return to that new study from UCD, which has sounded a warning about the targeting and sexual exploitation of teenage girls in the care of the state by coordinated gangs. This research is from the university's Social Policy School. It's based on interviews with staff and organisations working with children in care. And it found multiple cases where girls, some as young as 12, were being exploited by older men. For more on this now, I'm joined by Tanya Ward, who's the Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
We heard earlier from Ruth Breslin, who's a researcher on this project. What do you know about this organised targeting of vulnerable children in care for sexual exploitation?
Well, we know that children in care and children with disabilities are the two groups of children that are most vulnerable to sexual exploitation, not only by their parents and their families, but also in their communities and by criminal gangs. And we also know that actually in the prostitution industry, I mean, there was another piece of research done and published not too long ago, which showed that a quarter of those working in prostitution had actually been abused and exploited as children. So, I mean, this is a crime that's committed against vulnerable children in childhood, and it goes on to have repercussions for the rest of their lives. I suppose looking at this piece of research, I mean, it's very disturbing, some of the stuff that's being uncovered. And I suppose my first question when I heard the findings was, you know, how many of these cases have been referred to TUSLA and the Gardaí? Because I know that they have a protocol in place, the Guards and TUSLA, since 2021. And TUSLA has been training up the services that work with children in care. And in fact, I think they're even investigating over 30 cases. And I think we need to make sure that there are no children and young people, you know, that are covered in this research where TUSLA isn't acting upon, or the Gardaí aren't acting upon. So I hope there is just further work done just to make sure those children are safe and being dealt with.
It seems, Tanya, from looking at the research and its findings, that workers in this area, they're uncertain about reporting their suspicions about what they should do. And one of the interviewees, among many people who have been interviewed who work with children, said there's still a bit of a whisper among professionals. I'm not sure, this interviewee said, that the full conversation has really fully been had out there. Why do you believe that they are reluctant to come forward with suspicions they might have?
I mean, on one side, I know from talking to people within the care system and you know, survivors and people who've lived through the care system, I mean, there is a stigma attached to them, and it's unfair. It's not right. And we seem to tolerate some things that happen for children in the care system, which we shouldn't do. And I have to say, it does surprise me that these cases haven't been referred on or elevated. Like in the Children's Rights Alliance, when I did speak to these researchers in the very beginning, and they asked me, did I know of any cases? And I said, look, I haven't had this really raised with me other than one organisation called MEPATS, who's a member who's been working in the field and trying to train up people to identify it. But I said, it must be happening. Like, and I know one of the organisations working in this space would have been concerned where you have irregular placements happening in Dublin and feeling there might be something happening there. Because I think it's not only about the staff referring this on, understanding it's a crime against the child and not referring it on, but we also need to look at, I think, that there's the right placements in place because they're very vulnerable to exploitation. And we need to make sure there's people supervising them at all times.
It is disappointing this morning. It's upsetting for people as well to hear, as we did earlier from Patricia Rickard-Clark, that, you know, we're failing our older and vulnerable people, and in this report we're failing our younger and vulnerable people. Do you support, and this is what the researchers want here, an investigation by HICWA into the findings of this report and move forward from there?
I definitely think there needs to be an investigation, and I would assume TUSLA would initiate their own investigation. And I'm not sure if HICWA is the body, but someone needs to carry out an investigation to understand the full extent of this and the prevalence of it, so we can break the cycle. But it is telling me, if we have people that work with vulnerable children in the care system that don't understand that this is a crime, we need a national response to it.
All
we
right,
need a
Tanya.
National policy from government.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Tanya Ward there, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. It's 9:15 now.